Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another episode of Tadpog Podcast.
Yeah? Try something new?
Yeah. Well, Meg did it last week, so I forgot.
You're rusty now.
Yeah.
I thought about jumping in there and doing it for you, just to piss you off.
I would piss you off. One less thing I have to do every day. We're two old guys.
Mm-hmm.
One guy who's not as old as one, but not as old as the other.
Right.
And one still rather young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about old games.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, the Nances.
Yep.
Thank you. I'm like the middle child.
Josh, you didn't wear your glasses tonight. Mm-hmm. Is that like a personal statement you're making about me or...
Well, Nicole wore her glasses, so I wore my beard.
Okay. All
right. It worked out really well.
You need to sit closer to Tyler. You guys need to switch. Let Nicole have that windscreen.
Well, today we're going to be continuing on with our Ready Player One series with Zork.
Zork.
So this is going
you just
to
made
be
that up.
What's up? Zork. Today is going to be a different kind of episode. We're going to try something experimental here, so it could just be awful be fun.
It might be really bad. It might be real. Do you think Zork is the hidden track from Song of the South?
Not going to link that in the show notes. Good old Disney racism.
Yeah, well, you know, what are you going to do? I'm pretty sure Zork's the hidden track.
I think this is going to be a good episode. You might have to do a ton of editing. But
nah. I don't think so.
No, we're going to keep it all this just going, fuck.
This is live, right? We're broadcasting live.
Yeah. Yeah. Every night. Every night we do it live.
So Dave and I have never played Zork. Josh, you were a big fan of Zork.
I've played Zork before. It's been a really long time. I played the shit out of Return to Zork, which was like, is like came out 15 years later.
Well, that makes sense. You're
and
returning.
It was, yeah. And it was it's a totally different game.
So they're playing that at your house.
Yeah.
It's a totally different game.
And that it is a different game entirely.
Well, Zork is all text based. It's
right.
Everything, it's a black screen with white text.
Right.
Return to Zork actually had actors. Like it was video.
It was
captured.
Live action kind
of
thing.
Yeah, actors. It was more like it's like Myst or Riven. You know.
So it was pretty bad then.
I enjoyed it.
Oh,
I had
good.
A lot of fun. Yeah. But there's also a lot of nostalgia because that was one of the few games that I've actually played with my dad, and it was one of those games where we sat down, we mapped out everything, we took notes. You know, just it was a very bonding experience with my dad.
You're about to bond with us, man, because you're about to draw a map because we're about to play Zork. That's what we're about to do on this podcast. We're going to do a, I mean, this is a bring up Twitch, man. We're about to stream some Zork.
Had you even heard of Zork before, like 30 minutes ago?
I've heard of him talk about the Return to Zork, but.
Mm. She was pointing it.
Because we had to be like, Nicole, come on, you're here, record. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you'll be able to help us through these.
It's
logic
been a while
puzzles.
Since Josh and I have been on one together too. Mm-hmm. So,
and Bomberman.
Yeah, this might be really frustrating because it's going to be like everyone's going to be yelling out suggestions that we do, which I think is great because I'm just going to like pick a random one. Like I will probably pick the worst one, the one that sounds like we're going to die. I'll probably pick that one.
Actually say that we're going to play it live through?
No, we've just been insinuating the whole time.
Because what we're going to do is Dave's going to pull it up on his iPad and we're just. First time through, we're just going to play it for this whole episode and just see how it goes.
And
we're going to be eaten by a group pretty early on, and we're going to have to start all over.
No, we'll save. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. I actually have played Zork, but just not very far because I played an emulated version in a browser. And there comes to a point in the game pretty early on where it just loops, where it's like you try to go north, and it just sends you back where you were. And then I just thought I was really bad at the game. But when I was doing research for this show, very little research, let's not give too much credit, I realized that, I'd been playing a broken version. So,
so really, in order to maximize what could be a clusterfuck, no intro stories.
No intro stories. I might make some people sad. We'll do it while we play it.
Yeah, because I'm sure there'll be plenty of weird tangents as we try to play this game.
You know what this lantern reminds me of? Camping.
That time I stuck my dick in a lantern.
You mean right now?
Can you guys see this lantern?
Yeah, Tyler, we see your dick in a lantern. Very good.
Man, look at that light coming out of that lantern, guys.
Very good.
What's going on with that?
So you're our bearded host. Mm-hmm. You're our bearded host, Tyler. Mm-hmm. No intro story.
Nope.
And I'm your bespectacled host, Dave. No intro story.
Mm-hmm. I'm your bearded guest host, Josh.
And I'm your bespectacled guest host, Nicole.
That was nice.
That was really nice. Let's just call it right there. I just feel like we beat Zork, guys. Tyler, do you hear that?
Yes, Dave, I believe I do.
What is it?
It's the sound of a Gru eating you to signal that you shouldn't have gone into the house, and instead you should have gotten on this Dave Ritz from Wikipedia train.
I think you're right. Okay, guys, Zork is one of the earliest interactive fiction computer games with roots drawn from the original genre game Colossal Cave Adventure. The first version of Zork was written in 1977 through 1979 using the MDL programming language. The authors, Tim Anderson, Mark Blank, Bruce Daniels, and Dave Lebling, were members of the MIT Dynamic Modeling Group. When Zork was published commercially, it was split up into three games: Zork, The Great Underground Empire, later known as Zork 1, Zork 2, The Wizard of Froboz, is that right, Josh? Mm-hmm. Froboz, okay. And Zork 3, The Dungeon Master. Zork distinguished itself in its genre as an especially rich game in both of quality of the storytelling and the sophistication of its text parser, which was not limited to simple verb-noun commands. An example that would be hit troll, but recognize some prepositions and conjunctions. So instead of saying hit troll, we can say when we play this, hit the troll with the elvish sword. Why you want to take more time to type it, I don't know, but we can if we want to. Let me give a little bit about the setting, because I don't think the game really tells us this when we start it up. So the game takes place in the Zork calendar year of 948 GUE. Although, don't worry, the passage of time is not notable in gameplay. The player steps into the deliberately vague role of an adventurer, and that's in quotation marks. So stay out of any bathrooms that have holes in the walls. The game begins near a White House in a small self-contained area. Although the player is given little instruction, the house provides an obvious point of interest. All right, take notes. Go to the house. When the player enters the house, it yields a number of intriguing objects: an ancient brass lantern, an empty trophy case, an intricately engraved sword. You guys remember when I put my dick on that intricately engraved sword?
And I put my dick in that trophy case.
Top of your perspective, those. Spoilers, beneath the rug, a trap door leads down into a dark cellar. But what initially appears to be a cellar is actually one of the several entrances to a vast subterranean land, the Great Underground Empire. The ultimate goal is to collect the 20 treasures of Zork and install them in the trophy case. Finding the treasures requires solving a variety of puzzles, such as the navigation of two brutal mazes and some intricate manipulations at flood control dam number 3. So get ready, guys, because I'm about to fire up Zork.
Are you gonna draw a map here on the on our
I think that's
map?
A good idea.
On D&D table.
You wanna draw on D&D table or a grid here?
I'll do the paper. I'd have to rearrange all Tadpog equipment if I wanted to do it on the table. Okay. And you've already got it labeled as Tadpog Zork.
Oh, shit. I don't think we can do this, guys. It's copywritten.
Never mind.
That's the end of the show.
All right, well.
Copyright 1981, 1982, 1983 at Vocom. So, hey, but we're not going to finish it. So this is just our commentary on it. Mm-hmm. We'll say that. All right. West of house. You are standing in an open field west of a white house with a boarded front door. There is a small mailbox here. What do we do?
Open the mailbox.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Okay, everyone wants to open the mailbox. Opening the small mailbox reveals a leaflet.
Read leaflet.
Okay. I hope it's from like Domino's.
I hope it's like an eviction notice.
Back taxes. Taken. We took the leaflet. Welcome to Zork.
And you committed your first felony, felony of mail fraud.
The police are on their way. You've been eaten by a police officer. Zork is a game of adventure, danger, and low cunning. In it, you will explore some of the most amazing territory ever seen by mortals. Mortals. No computer should be without one. All right, we got a leaflet. Now what do you want to do?
Go to the house.
All right. Do you want me typing?
Let's wait while Nicole mocks Josh's handwriting.
Are you making fun of the map already? We're just in the first zone. We haven't even gone anywhere, Nicole.
I drew an S west of the house, little house I drew.
Yeah.
Which was where we started.
Right.
It's S stands for start.
I thought you said stork. And then I thought.
You didn't even mention the stork.
We're not playing Joust, Josh. Come on.
Then I thought you wrote star. So, yeah.
Okay. Oh, man.
Well, we got this sweet leaflet, guys.
This map will be available on
That'll be our walkthrough. It's Josh's map. So make it really good. So we definitely got to check out the house.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I think we go. The house is west.
Yeah, turn. No, we started west. Oh, right?
West of the house.
So you want to go east.
All right. Turn east.
Turn east. You use the word east in a way that I don't understand.
Can you just say walk to house?
Walk to house. It's here. is what it replies. So great. I guess we're here.
Yeah, okay. No, it's here.
It's here.
It came to us.
I'm going to examine the house. Examine house.
Pull out your magnifying glass.
The house is a beautiful colonial house, which is painted white. It is clear that the owners must have been extremely wealthy. Not wealthy enough to check their mail. Or maybe they did check their mail and they're on an adventure.
You said the door was boarded up?
Mm-hmm. So the door was boarded up.
Can we try to open the door?
Open door. The door cannot be opened, is what Zork tells me.
Can you remove the boards?
Remove boards. The boards are securely fastened.
Is there a window?
I'm just going to type in window, question mark. There was no verb in that sentence. Okay.
Open window?
Open window. I don't know the word window because that is not a word.
Open window, Dave.
Can we go around the back?
You can't see any window here. Yeah, let's try to go around the back.
This is not a beautiful house if there's no fucking windows.
This is not a colonial home.
It is not without any windows on it.
You want to go around back?
Yeah.
So go to back. Is that what you want me to type? Go to back. All right. Go to back.
Enter the back door.
Yeah.
Wow. You use the word back in a way that I don't understand.
Well, good game, guys.
All right, we're stumped.
Can you say, like, walk around house?
Walk around house. North of house. So now we're north of house. You are facing the north side of a white house. There is no door here, and all the windows are boarded up. To the north, a narrow path winds through the trees.
Do we take the path?
Sure.
I mean, Wikipedia said to go in the house, so let's definitely not go in the house. So north.
I would hide my key to the house in the local woods.
In the woods? Along with your pornography stash. All right, north.
You find porn clippings. Take the porn clippings.
Read porn clippings. Welcome to Zork. Fuck you. All right, Josh, we are now on Forest Path.
Mm-hmm.
This is a path winding through a dimly lit forest. The path heads north-south here. One particularly large tree with some low branches stands at the edge of the path. You hear in the distance the chirping of a songbird.
Climb the tree.
Climb tree, yeah.
Climb tree.
I would have just listened to the
bird. Wow, this is a long one. Okay, up a tree. You're about 10 feet above the ground, nestled among some large branches. The nearest branch above you is above your reach. Beside you on the branch is a small bird's nest. In the bird's nest is a large egg encrusted with precious jewels, apparently scavenged by a childless songbird. The egg is covered with fine gold inlay and ornamented in lapis lazuli and mother of pearl. Unlike most eggs, this one is hinged and closed with a delicate-looking clasp. The egg appears extremely fragile.
I like how the clasp would make it different than other eggs.
Right. Well, see, the golden jewel. Normally, eggs don't have clasps on them. The jewels, we can forgive.
Should
I
we open the egg?
Can we grab it without opening it?
Grab egg?
Yeah.
Taken. We got it. We did it. Maybe we should put this in the treasure in the trophy case or whatever.
We have to figure out how to get when we inside. Find it.
Can you put open egg?
Wait, climb out of the tree first. What are you doing?
Climb down?
You want to get eaten by a Gru, Tyler?
All right. I like climb
open
down.
The egg. You have fallen out of the tree.
Okay. We're down the tree currently. Open egg? Let's see what's in this egg. Yeah. Okay, open egg. Not opum.
Opium egg. opium egg.
Today's podcast brought you by opium egg. You have neither the tools nor the expertise.
To open
the egg, we are very challenged.
Well, we couldn't also open any doors or these windows, so why could we open the egg?
They expect us to navigate a brutal maze but not be able to open what I assume is a Fabergé egg. So now what? Smash the egg, right? Definitely smash the egg.
Throw egg away.
We can continue the path or we can go back to the house.
Let's do this path upright. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. North? Okay, north. We're going north, Josh. Update the stork map. We're in a clearing with a forest surrounding you on all sides. A path leads south. On the ground is a pile of leaves.
You mean jump in the leaves?
Jump in the leaves.
It's a good fall activity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Now you can go to the second grade. It's literally what it says. All right, Zork, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Can we search leaves?
Search leaves, yes.
You find leaves.
You find nothing unusual.
Set leaves on fire.
Okay. Probably going to ask with what?
Yeah, I was going to say how.
With what? With opium egg? Yeah.
I don't know the word fire.
What?
Sorry. You want to take them leaves? We're just going to go around taking
take the leaves.
Take leaves. We'll put that in the trophy case. See how many points that gets us. Take leaves. In disturbing the pile of leaves, a grating is revealed. And we do have the leaves now.
We didn't find it by jumping on it. We didn't hit the grate with our asses.
Nope. We just got mocked.
It was cushioned by leaves.
Is there anything else in the clearing?
It said we were just surrounded by forest on all sides. Okay. And the path leads south. I guess that's the way we came.
Mm-hmm.
So down the grate?
Open grate.
Open grate. Drop egg down grate. Got it.
Drop the leaves down grate.
The grating is locked. Drop leaves. Down grate.
Bash open with egg.
It won't fit through the grating. We've got like the tree star from Land Before Time. So no, we can't drop the leaves down there.
I suppose that we don't have the tools or expertise to pick the lock.
So just unlock grate.
Unlock grate? Okay, let's try it. Unlock grate.
We can't work a class, but we can pick the lock.
What do you want to unlock the grate with?
Egg.
The egg. Unlock grate with egg. We're going to lose this egg, guys. Can you unlock a grating with a jewel-encrusted egg? I guess not, Zork.
Yes.
Okay, yes. There was no verb in that sentence.
Can we kick open the grate?
Kick open the grate.
Something
Because we're some kind of badass.
We're adventurer, quotations.
You use the word open in a way that I don't understand. So
Kick grate.
Oh, I've been spelling it G-R-E-A-T, like we're really good at kicking. Kicking the grating doesn't seem to work.
Makes me feel better, though.
All right. Do you want me to tell Zork that?
Yeah, sure.
Feel better. I don't know the word better. That's right, aww. Zork.
It knows how to feel, though. Just doesn't know better.
All right, now what?
Turn around.
Back to the house.
Turn around, back to the house. It doesn't understand turn around, so you want to just go south?
Yep.
South.
Can you just say go to house?
Go to house. Let's see. You are not at the house.
I know.
Shit.
I think that would make it like, no, I don't think you can just say go to house because it's a maze. It's not like you can be like, go to end of the game.
This part is a maze.
Yeah, this is definitely a part of the maze.
I don't know.
I think,
look at the
right?
map. It's pretty complicated.
No, it's not. There was a house and we went
That
north.
Looks like a... Like, You looks like you're drawing out chemical bonds there, man. Tony's going to be impressed with this map.
They're little broccolis.
the molecular structure of a broccoli. All right, I'm going south. Mm-hmm. All right, we're back at the forest path. We want to do anything here?
Go south again.
South.
No. Unless there's anything else in the tree.
Yeah, I think the next branch was out of our reach, so we couldn't go any higher.
We could take the nest.
Take nest.
You guys want to take the nest?
Yeah, get back up in that tree and all take right, the nest.
North. Climb tree. Okay. Take nest. Taken. We got it.
Nice.
We got it, okay, guys.
Right. Let's get the fuck out of there before the bird comes
back. All right. Get the fuck out of there. I do not know what fuck means. All right. We're down.
I keep feeling sadder inside our resort.
Okay. Now we're north of house.
Okay.
We're north of house again.
West of house.
So you want me to go west?
No. Wait. East. Go east.
Go east. Okay. East. Okay. Behind house. We're now behind the house. You are behind the white house. A path leads into the forest to the east. In one corner of the house, there's a small window, which is slightly ajar. No
climb
into the jar.
No one said it. Climb into the jar. Okay. I don't know the word jar. I like how Zork doesn't even like pretend that like Zork does not put on airs. It's just straight up, I don't know a jar. I'm going to start exercising that in my own like day-to-day life. I don't know the word jar.
Dave, could you get this about the deadline? I don't know deadline.
I don't know the word deadline.
Open window.
Open window. With great effort, you open the window far enough to allow entry. I don't know how all four of us are going to get in there, though.
Enter house.
Enter house.
Do we not want to check out the forest path?
Enter doctor house.
That's the way we came, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was a different one.
Oh, it was a different one?
Yeah, because we came from the north, and this is on the east. This is the east forest path.
Let's check out the forest. Okay. There might be another nest. Okay, so I'm going east.
Another jewel-encrusted egg.
Clearing. You are in a small clearing in a well-marked forest path that extends to the east and west.
East.
East? Okay. Ooh, this is a long one. Canyon view. You are at the top of the Great Canyon. That's a proper noun, Josh, for your map. Mm. On its west wall. From here, there is a marvelous view of the canyon and parts of the Frigid River, proper noun, upstream. Across the canyon, the walls of the White Cliffs, proper noun, join the mighty ramparts of the Flathead Mountains, proper noun, to the east. Following the canyon upstream to the north, Aragain Falls, you guessed it, may be seen, complete with rainbow. The mighty Frigid River flows out from a great dark cavern. To the west and south can be seen an immense forest stretching for miles around. A path leads northwest. It is possible to climb down into the canyon from here.
It sounds risky.
Throw egg in canyon, right? That's what we want to do. So what do you want? I kind of think we should go back to the house.
So what are our options? Climb down, there's a cave?
Well, Josh, let's just use our imaginations. Our options are limitless. We can just shout words at this, this until something happens.
Get rainbow.
A valiant attempt. Man, these Zork guys thought of everything.
Yeah.
All right, so we can climb down in the canyon. There is a path leading northwest. Or we can go back the way we came. I'm going to say draw a picture while we wait. Draw a picture. I don't know the word draw.
It's back where we came.
Okay. West. I don't know if that's the way we came because this description is different. Forest. This is a dimly lit forest with large trees all around. I say we climb these trees. Last time we did, we found a treasure.
I know. Every tree has a name.
Climb tree. There is no tree here suitable for climbing. Okay.
All right.
West again?
Yeah.
I think we're lost. This is a forest with trees in all directions. To the east, there appears to be sunlight. You hear in the distance the chirping of a songbird. Let's consult the map.
I feel
lure like songbird with gemmed encrusted egg.
Taunt bird with egg.
I think we're supposed to be going west.
We're supposed to be going west?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So west one more time?
Yeah,
okay.
West.
You would need a machete to go further west. So we're blocked. We can't go west.
So go east.
Okay. East. Forest path. They're bored with us. They're not even giving us a description now.
Go back east again.
East again.
Go back to the canyon.
Okay. East again. Forest. East. The mountains are impassable. So I'm going to say look around.
What the fuck? We just went west-west and then back east-east. Mm-hmm. We should be back at the canyon.
Are we playing the broken version
here? No, no. This is not a broken version. The forest thins out, revealing impassable mountains. Is what happens when I say look around. Examine? What do you want to examine?
Mountains.
Examine mountains. Let's look at those mountains. Guys, I don't think we're going to beat this game before the show's over.
I don't think we're going to get into the house before the show's over.
Can we go north?
North. We're in the forest. You hear in the distance the chirping of a songbird.
Can you follow the chirping?
Follow chirping.
Being lured by a songbird. It's dangerous.
Maybe we'll acquire a bird to add to our inventory.
It can
put the bird in the egg, and it just everything goes to shit.
We get the bird. We put the bird in the nest on the egg, and it hatches.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Follow bird. It can't be followed. You hear in the distance the chirping of a songbird.
Taunting us. Go south.
South? Okay. South. Clearing. We're in a clearing.
Try going west.
West. We're behind house. Check it out. You used the map, didn't you?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Map 5. All right. We're behind the house again. Go in window quick before we get lost again.
Yep.
Do we want to examine there's a fourth side of the house that we have not looked at.
No. Go in.
All right.
We're not taking any chances.
Enter window. I think on the other side of the house is probably where all the treasure is, though.
Yeah.
We only walked around.
All right. Kitchen. You are in the kitchen of the White House. A table seems to have been used recently for the preparation of food. A passage leads to the west, and a dark staircase can be seen leading upward. A dark chimney leads down, and to the east is a small window which is open. I guess that's where we came. On the table is an elongated brown sack, smelling of hot peppers. A bottle is sitting on the table. The glass bottle contains a quantity of water.
Open bag?
Open bag. We're doing it.
It's hot peppers, right?
Opening the brown sack reveals a lunch and a clove of garlic.
So no vampires.
Take lunch. Take bag.
Take bag.
Yeah.
You're just going to steal somebody's lunch?
Taken. We did it.
What if we get hungry on the way?
We're morally ambiguous.
Else's lunch.
They broke into this house too, so it's all.
Yeah, let's see. We just did a B&E. I don't think we should really worry about taking some dude's lunch.
Who's your corner trigger? That'd be one guilty vote.
Right.
Have you ever played an RPG? I mean, we're the hero of this game. We just barge into anybody's houses and do whatever we want. Yeah.
Take water.
Take water. Okay. We're just taking everything.
Breaking the law, Nicole.
You can't reach something that's inside a closed container.
Take the bottle.
No, you can't reach inside. Just take the water drop by drop.
Taken.
Let's go up the stairs.
Upstairs. Okay. There is no verb in that sentence. Go upstairs.
Can you skip?
Climb stairs?
Skip climb upstairs.
Okay. Ooh, skip upstairs.
Skip upstairs.
Skip's a verb. In case you didn't know that.
Skip upstairs. That sentence isn't one I recognize.
Run upstairs on all fours like a dog.
Let's see what it says. You have moved into a dark place. It is pitch black. You are likely to be eaten by a grue.
Yep. Go downstairs.
No, we ain't fucking with that, are we? Downstairs?
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
How do you spell the word grue?
It's G-R-U-E. It's like glue, but with an R instead.
So it's like glue?
Yeah, it's like glue, but...
R glue?
The best subreddit for paste sniffers. A grue is a monster, which is likely to eat us.
Just ambiguous, like in your imagination, monster.
I don't know if they ever...
Is that something like people in the Zork world know? If you stay in the dark too long, that's where grues inhabit and will eat you.
Yeah, it's kind of a given. Don't enter dark places. That's why you've got to keep a torch on you in Zork. Because if your torch goes out, you're going to get eaten by a grue. So I don't know if they've ever been given a description in the Zork games or not.
Oh, we just got eaten. We got to start over. Sorry. I was just typing in commands while we were talking. We got eaten. No, not really. Downstairs. I'm going fuck downstairs. Okay, we're back in the kitchen. Don't worry, guys.
This game reinforces a fear of the dark.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look up grues. See if they actually are.
You're going to get the grue from Angel.
Can we go in the...
Chimney?
Chimney, yes.
Um,
get in chimney.
I'm going to look at chimney first.
Santa Claus all up in that chimney. Drive her down.
Well, it says the chimney goes down. Isn't that what it said?
Yeah. The chimney leads downward and looks climbable.
Is that a chimney? Wouldn't you call it something else?
See, because the fireplace part is going to be down below. So the chimney is what goes up. There's just
a hole there.
But an opening in the chimney.
They just like smoke pouring out into their living room.
So there's that. We got our basement chimney.
We're in the kitchen. So the smoke would be smoke okay, would be pouring into the kitchen.
I'm sorry. Maybe that's why they have the window open to let all the fucking smoke out. I have a feeling it's going to be dark down there.
Okay, well then let's go down the hallway.
Okay.
The passageway, I think, is what it's called.
Okay. Enter hallway or passageway. You hit your head against the way as you attempt this feat.
What?
Crouch.
Why didn't it tell us that it was not tall enough for us to go? Like, are we that stupid that we're just going to walk into a ceiling? I guess if we can't work at class, but then yeah, we're
probably okay, there is no real good description about a Gru.
There's just a really shitty one.
A Gru is a predator that dwells in the dark. It was used in Jack Vance's Dying Earth as to be an ocular bat. Creature.
Hoon. Did you see that?
Is there an image? Do an image search.
It says part unusual hoon.
Hoon? What the fuck is a hoon?
I know. Right?
It's not quite human. It's just a hoon.
It's H-O-O-N. And it is part hoon and part man.
I like how you say hoon.
Hoon.
Zork screws.
Will Wheaton and his hoon.
They fear light and devour adventurers. Not commoners, not just like farmers or anything like that. Shop owners, just
that's probably why these people have one living in their attic, because they're not adventurers, so they just keep it as a pet.
All right, we went through the passageway. We finally did it. We're in a living room now.
Did we have to crouch?
You know, I hit crouch. I said crouch, and it was just like, what? And then I was like, just fucking go west. And I was like, okay, you're in the living room.
Here you go, Dave. Here's the image charts for a Gru.
Just a whole bunch of white text on a black background. I like that. Very clever, Google Images.
I want to see this white text.
Oh, yeah. None of you playing have actually seen what this game looks like. There it is.
It's about what I thought.
Mm-hmm. You are in the living room. There is a doorway to the east and a wooden door with strange Gothic lettering to the west, which appears to be nailed shut. A trophy case, and a large oriental rug in the center of the room. Above the trophy case hangs an elvish sword of great antiquity. A battery-powered brass lantern is on the trophy case.
I think that we should put the egg in the trophy.
Dick in lantern. I don't know the word dick. Sort playing with us.
It doesn't yet.
All right, so what do you want to do, Nicole?
I want to put the egg in the trophy case.
Okay. Put egg in trophy case. The trophy case isn't open.
Open trophy case. It's like that game I played in third grade where the teacher like set out all the stuff to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and said, tell me how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And she did exactly what we said. So it was like her just like slamming jars of jelly on top of bread because no one said open the jar. No one said use a knife, so she was taking her hands and smearing her hands in jelly and peanut butter.
It's very funny because that sounds like, not the exact scenario, but that type of scenario sounds like my technical writing class in college.
Maybe it was the same teacher. That's what I like to think. Like she got home from kindergarten and was like, man, fuck it. Let's just do this for technical writing.
Well, it's an online course, so I don't know why the professor was doing that at home. Did he record himself doing it?
It was a webcam channel where he was simultaneously teaching class and people jerk off to him.
My technical writing class was an in-person class. That was my undergrad.
You just hear people tipping. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sephiroth X420. Okay, so now what do I do next class? Okay, the trophy case is now opened.
Now put the fucking egg in there.
Put the fucking egg.
Put the fucking egg in there.
Put the fucking egg.
From the mouth of the gods down to mortals.
In there.
Put the fucking egg in there.
I don't know the word fucking.
Doesn't know dick or fucking. I guess you wouldn't know one without the other.
Let's place egg. In the fucking trophy case. In trophy case. Done. It's in there. I say we admire it.
Okay.
That's all it says. Yeah. It just says done.
Yeah, it just says done.
Well, that's unrewarding.
Place leaves in trophy case.
Yes, okay. Place leaves. Because I'm sure that's a treasure, guys.
Hey, don't try to tell me nature isn't a treasure. God, one of God's greatest creations, simultaneously beautiful and cruel.
So. You remember we just tried to cram these down a grate in the forest, by the way. Done. All right. We got, so far, we got two trophies, two treasures.
Place nest in trophy case.
Place nest in trophy case. Done.
Place hot peppers in trophy three. Case.
All right. Place hot peppers.
No, we'll keep the peppers and the bottle.
What? All right. You think that might be useful?
Maybe.
This makes me think of this would be like a Skyrim mod that you would have that would, like, you'd have your trophy case in your house where you could put certain stuff and you would download a mod so that you could put other random shit in the trophy case.
We got the Nest DLC. You just take you go in the whole like Nest customization screen and design your own Nest and you put it in the case.
Then you'd call me in here and you'd be like, come and look at this. What about, see this? Okay, now what about this? And I'm like, and I sit there and go, what's the difference? Finally, I have to fucking ask you, okay, those two things are exactly, no. See, the edging is a slightly lighter color brown.
Oh. And I understand why you guys have sex so much. Why you guys are fucking beside the bar.
Yeah, she told us about the fuck barn, Josh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wasn't trying to keep the fuck barn a secret.
I'm taking this fucking sword. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, take the sword.
Take the lantern, too.
Okay.
Examine the sword. This is the
sword. I want to use the sword to break open the door that's nailed shut.
Did we shut the trophy case? We just stuffed all of our treasure in there and left it open?
We left it open.
Well, it's not like it locked the trophy case.
People might not remember. Some other adventurers might not be as smart as us and see the trophy case, like nothing I could do here.
Okay. We took the sword. We took the lantern. I examined the sword. There's nothing special about the sword, even though it just said it was intricate. When I said shut trophy case, it says, what do you want to shut the trophy case with?
Sword.
Okay. Hand? Like what?
With their hand? Shut trophy case.
Leaves. But the leaves are in the trophy case.
It's like an SAT question. Shut trophy case with sword. You can't turn that. So I guess it needs a key or something.
But we opened it without one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Close trophy case.
Move rug.
No, I want to go through the door first.
Go through the door first.
Okay, where was the door? I'm going to look around again. Look around. Okay. We're in the living room. There's a doorway to the east, a wooden door with strange Gothic lettering to the west, which appears to be nailed shut.
Can you read it? Read the strange Gothic letter.
You go insane.
The engravings translate to "this space intentionally left blank." I like that.
I knew that was Nicole's kind of thing as soon as you said
it. It's a pretty good joke. I did too. That's why I said it with confidence when I looked at her. I was like,
if it was on a log held by a woman, then that would just be fucking it.
You were looking for something else to put on, replace that painting on the wall. So
that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah.
So what would you like to do now?
Open the door.
It's nailed shut. I have a feeling it's going to chastise us. Open the door. The door cannot be opened.
Like, period?
Period. Literally, yeah.
Maybe
period.
When you fill the trophy case, the door opens.
The nails magically pop out.
Yep.
Remove nails?
Remove nails with sword.
With sword, okay. Mm. Remove it's nails with leaves.
It's probably going to tell us the sword isn't a hammer.
That sentence isn't one I recognize. Remove nails.
Attack nails with sword.
The nails, deeply embedded in the door, cannot be removed.
Attack door with sword.
Attack door with sword.
So what about the Gru? Can we, like, seek them out and kill them?
I've known strange people, but fighting a wooden door? maybe we can go hunt a Gru. I think it just pretty much eats you.
So it's not like we could go upstairs with our lantern and go kill it.
If we had the lantern.
Yeah, if we had the lantern, it wouldn't bother us.
Because it doesn't come in light. Like...
So, okay, it's upstairs, uh-huh. And we take our lantern upstairs and turn the light out. Does it, like...
Now it'll eat us.
I mean, does it like remove itself from existence when we turn the light on, or like what is it going to?
Let's save the game.
It's really good at hiding.
Yeah, save game.
Save game. Which slot? We're going to go slot zero. All right.
Which slot? Save game with leaves.
Save game with leaves. All right, so we're going to go upstairs. We're going to go get eaten by a group.
We're going to turn the lantern on and then go upstairs.
Turn lantern on. Well, if we turn the lantern on, the group's not going to show up. The brass lantern is now on.
That's also a restaurant in Kentucky.
The brass lantern.
The brass lantern.
It's the backup to Patty's. If you're going to prom. if you haven't made your reservation for Tadpog prom at Patty's, it's probably full. So you'll want to call the brass lantern.
All right, I'm climbing these stairs.
On all fours like a dog.
Oh.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. That's what I did wrong.
You're getting turned on.
You climb those stairs like a dog.
Sounded kind of into that.
You go to the barn like a dog.
All of a sudden the stairs. Okay, the stairs must have been in the kitchen. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to go east.
Is that my input?
And then now we're going to climb stairs like a dog. Okay, this is the attic. The only exit is a stairway leading down. A large coil of rope is lying in the corner.
Yeah, take that rope.
With which to hang yourself.
Dark. Yeah, make noose. Make noose. I don't know the word noose.
Aw.
There is also, on a table, a nasty-looking knife.
Lick it.
Lick knife. I don't know the word lick. Zork doesn't know any of the good words.
Zork is a terrible lover.
All right. So do we take them? Let's look at knife. Can we look at it first? There's nothing special about the nasty knife. You want to take it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You might need it later to shrink somebody.
We got a sword.
Well, now we can dual wield. So I've got the... Well, I guess the lantern's in our mouth. Lanterns in our mouth.
Well, we are like a dog. We're crawling around like a dog. So there's still a table here. You want to do anything with the table?
Examine table.
Can we take the table?
Take the table.
Put in trophy case.
Use table as makeshift shed. Go downstairs. Table is empty. I was just making a suggestion. I say we flip the table over. I'll climb on it and ride down the stairs.
Clean table.
Clean table.
It had a nasty looking knife on it, so.
Clean table. If you wish, but heaven only knows why. Josh, you're really good at goading out these one-liners from Zork. So now what? Downstairs? Back downstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I guess we can move that rug or climb down the chimney.
Let's move the rug.
So you don't want to climb down the chimney with our sword and our knife and our lantern.
We can wear the lantern around our neck. We'd be like the soul-eating goats, right?
That's a deep cut of Josh's D&D game.
It's a swamp goat?
Yeah. Sort of. It's a lantern goat. Cousin to the swamp goat.
Show notes.
Can we take the rug?
Take rug. You can't see any rug here. That must be in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there's not very many rooms in this house.
Well, who knows what's behind that? The one that's all locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Living room. Your collection of treasures consists of a bird's nest, a pile of leaves, a jewel-encrusted egg. Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good.
I feel rich.
Let's see. Take rug. Now we're in here. Take rug. The rug is extremely heavy and cannot be carried.
Move rug.
The rug is extremely heavy and cannot be moved.
With a great effort, the rug is moved to one side of the room, revealing the dusty cover of a closed trap door.
Dun, dun, dun.
Open trap door.
The door reluctantly opens to reveal...
I don't know, you guys are really open.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty dangerous.
It reveals a rickety staircase descending into darkness.
Madness.
No, it's not madness. We couldn't make a noose. So we're going down these stairs, right?
Mm-hmm. Is our lantern still lit?
It is.
Is battery operated?
I think it did say something about it.
It said it did say battery operated. Right?
So our batteries are going to run out at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I remember you have, in Return to Zork, you have a crystal ball. And there's a wizard that talks to you through the crystal ball. But at some point, the batteries run out. You have to find new batteries to, to power it.
By batteries, you mean human souls.
Yes, of course.
Cellar. You haven't even been doing... We haven't gone anywhere new, I guess, for you to add to the map, right? But now we're in a cellar.
He's written lots of small words.
like Stork and Peregrine Falcon.
At Ed.
Source stars. I'm confused. There's a crazy, spelled like crazy's glue with a K.
I didn't write into that.
And he drew what looks like a square spider.
Oh, great. That'll come in real handy when we need to get back to the kitchen.
Where's the crazy?
Right there. There's a K. Yeah, you can't even read it.
It says kitchen.
No,
it doesn't. It says kitchen.
Pretty sure it says crazy glue.
There's a kitchen with stairs. That's what it
question
says.
Question mark? There's a kitchen question mark with stairs?
Because I don't remember you guys saying that.
With stairs? Thousands.
It does look like crazy.
Gru, you crazy.
All right. You're taking over map.
No, you are the cartographer.
Nope. No.
I'll be the cartographer.
Someone do it.
You are the cartographer usually in D&D.
I know.
It's such a shitty job. Oh, I'm sorry you have to do it. You are in a dark and damp cellar with a narrow passageway leading north and a crawlway to the south.
South.
Crawl.
Well, look, Zork doesn't understand dick, but it understands crawlway. A word that I've never used in my entire life. On the west is a bottom of a steep metal ramp, which is unclimbable. Your sword is glowing with a faint blue glow.
That means they're orcs.
Orcs are near. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have Sting. Mm-hmm.
Which way was the crawl space?
The south. Crawl space is to the south. Yeah, and Nicole with the map. So much better than Josh. It's crazy glue.
Let's go south. Let's get in this crawl space.
You guys did say crazy glue, right? I don't know why we did.
Someone say crazy glue?
In that bag of hot peppers, it's crazy glue.
We are east of the chasm.
What?
You are on the east edge of a chasm.
It's the chasm that was... east of the White House?
Yeah, now we're back outside. So,
find the rainbow.
The bottom of this chasm cannot be seen. A narrow passage goes north, and the path you are on continues to the east. Your sword is no longer glowing. Save.
I guess we should go back then to go north.
Nicole, is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. North, yep, we're back in the cellar. Our sword is glowing with a faint blue glow.
And what was the where were the other directions to go?
Let's see.
There was north was a way to walk.
Where
west,
the chasm is.
West there was a ramp that we could not climb because mm-hmm. it was too steep. I thought we just crawled south, correct?
Went south to the crawl, and so there was a chasm behind there.
So we want to go north.
North?
We have not been north yet.
Okay, north.
Assuming that's not the way from which we came.
The troll room. This is a small room with passages to the east and south and a forbidding hole. Leading west. You know what I'm going to do with that.
Yep.
Blood stains and deep scratches, perhaps made by an axe, mar the walls. Oh, hey, look, a nasty looking troll brandishing a bloody axe blocks all passages out of the room. Your sword has begun to glow very brightly.
The same troll blocking all passages?
Yep.
He's a big troll.
Very large.
He's a big troll.
Attacks troll with sword of elvish antiquity.
Can you speak to troll?
Which do we are we attacking or talking?
Asking it a riddle. No.
What do you want to do?
Well, obviously
this troll is really big.
Wiki said we attack troll with sword, right?
That was one of the examples.
Okay, sure.
I said we'd do it.
Attack troll with leaves. The troll is knocked out. We use a sword.
All right.
So
kill troll.
Loot troll. Oh, kill troll. Wow, straight for the coup de grace.
Yeah, if I can get back up, yeah.
Kill troll. Slit troll's throat with knife.
With the dirty knife. Oh, it said nasty, wasn't it? Nasty knife.
Nasty knife.
I do. I'm going to kill troll with knife. The unarmed troll cannot defend himself. he dies.
Almost. I like that it's just left up to the imagination. Uh-huh. He dies.
Almost as soon as the troll breathes his last breath, a cloud of sinister black fog envelops him. And when the fog lifts, the carcass has disappeared. Your sword is no longer glowing.
What about the axe?
Look at axe. Or I'll just put in, what about the axe? There is nothing special about the bloody axe.
Take it.
Take it.
Well, Resident Evil taught us you don't take an axe.
Your load is too heavy.
I was just about to ask if we had a carrying capacity.
Perhaps, yeah, I could empty my load through the hole in the wall.
Empty load into sinister hole.
There's a Tadpog shirt.
Black shirt, white text on the screen.
What do we have that we don't need? We don't need the axe because we have our elvish sword.
You are carrying a nasty knife, a rope, a brass lantern, providing light, a sword, a glass bottle. The glass bottle contains a quantity of water, a brown sack. The brown sack contains a lunch, a clove of garlic. We also have a leaflet.
We dropped the leaflet.
We should have put the leaflet in the trophy case with the rest of our precious treasures.
You're right, we should have.
So put this leaflet down. Now we can pick up the axe.
Nicole, please mark on the map that we're dropping the leaflet here so we can pick it up on our way back to put it in the trophy case. Dropped. It's done dropped. Take axe.
Mm-hmm.
This axe better be worth it. We sacrificed a whole leaflet. Take axe. Your load is too heavy.
Do we really need the axe?
I don't know.
Can we drop the axe down the hole?
Drop axe down hole. I don't know the word hole, even though it just used it.
Mm-hmm. Can we look in hole?
Ooh, look in hole. Well, it doesn't know the word hole. Sinister hole.
Look in sinister hole.
Is that hyphenated then? Is that why it knows it? Sinister hole?
Oh, I'm sorry. Forbidding hole.
No. Forbidding hole.
I can say, because the forbidding hole is leading west, I can say look west, maybe.
Okay.
That sentence isn't one I recognize. I'm pretty sure if we want to know what's west, we're going to have to go there.
Let's go west.
Do you want to go into the forbidding hole, or would you like to go east first? Into the not forbidding path.
Tyler looks at the time.
Yeah.
He's ready for us to die. Let's definitely get
to the forbidding hole. We have a lot of time. We can go to the forbidding hole.
Can you save it? Can you save the game?
Yeah, I can save it.
Save the game and then go into the forbidding hole.
I'll save it so that we can do, we can continue this for the next 5 Mondays.
If only I can do that in my marriage. Yuck, yuck.
Yikes. All right.
Waka waka.
All right, West. Maze. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages all alike.
Go to end of maze.
Finish maze.
I'm just going to type in nope. Go to end of maze.
Are we ready to start this maze? I'm ready to document maze.
I don't know the word end. We know, Zork.
game does not end.
This is part of a maze. Yeah, okay. You want to try to do the maze?
Okay. I'm writing this shit down.
Okay.
Start.
It doesn't even give us directions or anything. It's not start. It's stork.
Stork.
So if we enter maze?
Enter maze.
So we entered the maze from east to west, correct?
Yes. I don't know the word maze. Well, you call it corn.
White man called corn.
Okay, so
north?
Do we have all four options?
It just says it's a maze of twisty little passages all alike. I don't even know if we're going to be able to go a direction.
Go north.
North. Maze. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages all alike. So let's just assume that we did go north and we're still in the maze.
So it's just...
Say north.
So there are four directions. It's we go north, there are four directions to go.
I assume. It does not say that.
Let's go north until it tells us we can't go north.
Okay, going north again.
Okay, tell me how many times you go north.
Well, this will be the second time.
Okay.
Maze. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages all alike. North again. This is the third time. Same thing. Fourth time. Same thing. Fifth time. Same thing. Sixth time. Same thing. I don't think they're going to get out of here, Nicole. Seventh time. Same thing.
Go south and see if we just end up back at the start or if...
Yeah.
Okay. South.
Okay.
No. Well, I went south and it says maze. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages all alike.
Okay, so it is keeping track how many times we go.
We could assume that.
Yeah.
So keep going north then?
Yeah.
So you went south once.
I went south once.
Okay, so go back north.
Okay. You can't go that way.
What?
I don't know. I don't know. I typed in north and it said you can't go that way.
This is a maze.
I'm going to look around. We should have used the rope as a trail to find our way back.
There is, you just jarred something in my memory. There is a guy in here that will remove your markers if you leave markers to keep track of where you are. Yeah, he follows behind you and he takes them.
Well, we already got rid of our leaves.
Well, we took his lunch, so we deserve it.
So when you looked around, what did it say?
This is part of a maze of twisty little passages all alike.
Okay, can you go west?
Let's try. You can't go that way.
Okay. Can you
go it's part of a maze.
East?
I did that with four E's. Is that
right? East?
Question mark?
Okay, we were able to go east. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages all alike. This is pretty much all you, Nicole. All three of us are just kind of sitting around looking at you.
Can you go north?
You didn't say Simon Says. Yes, we can go north.
I feel like we're supposed to find something somewhere else in the house that says, once you reach a twisty little maze.
Or there's a pattern or something. Yeah. Like the letters say N-N-E-E-W or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Can you go north again?
Let's see. Yes.
And again.
Yes. We did it.
And again.
She's trying to get you to draw.
Yes.
She's trying to draw a penis.
She's drawing a big dick on the map.
And again.
Good, good. Oh, man. This is a really big one. Yes. Mm.
And again. It's fun.
Yes.
Again.
I don't think it's going to end. Yes.
Go south.
Okay. We've done this. We've already done this trick. South, yes.
Try and go north again.
I bet we can't. You can't go that way. So I don't know what. I have no idea what's going on there.
I don't either. That's weird, isn't it?
I think if you go a direction more than once, maybe it just doesn't actually take you somewhere. This is worse than the fucking metro in Fallout 3.
Go south.
South?
Yeah.
And I had to fucking ride that metro in real life.
Yeah, we can go south. This is part of a maze.
Yeah, I got stuck on it. Okay. It was a fucking nightmare.
Yes, we were able to go north again.
Okay. Go south. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times.
I'm pretty sure we're going to starve in here. We got that lunch.
I was going to say, we got our lunch and our water.
Okay, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You said 5?
6.
Okay. 6. Done.
Go east.
East. The troll room. You're looking at the map as if that should not have happened.
Nope, that shouldn't have.
A small leaflet is on the ground. There's a bloody axe here.
Take leaflet.
Taken.
What are the other ways in this room?
Look around.
There was the to the east.
Mm-hmm. A small room with passages to the east and south and a forbidding hole leading west.
East.
Yeah.
East?
Yeah.
Okay.
You mean you don't want to go back in that maze?
Okay, we are now in the east-west passage. There is a narrow east-west passageway. There is a narrow stairway leading down at the north end of the room.
Go down the stairs.
Are we in a room or a passageway?
It says east-west passage is the title of this
east-west
room.
East-west passage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the northwest passage that lets traders get through.
There's a
that's just legend.
Stairwell going up or down to the north?
Leading down at the north.
Go down the stairs.
Downstairs? Chasm. A chasm runs southwest to northeast, and the path follows it. You are on the south side of the chasm, where a crack opens into a passage.
Get in that crack, son.
Yeah.
Get all of in that crack.
Get in that crack.
Enter crack. You can't fit through the crack.
Stick hand in crack.
Uh-huh. Okay, stick hand in crack.
Or reach in crack.
Yeah.
I don't know the word stick.
Put finger in crack.
Finger that crack.
Yeah.
Nicole's suggestion.
I don't know the word finger.
Yeah. Try reach in.
Reach in crack. I don't know the word reach. Look. Look, yeah. Look at crack.
Examine crack.
Examine crack. I like examine.
Sniff that crack.
There's nothing special about the crack.
I doubt that.
So I'm putting my own inflection in, by the way.
Put leaflet in crack.
Put leaflet in crack, okay? Jam leaflet rudely in crack. You can't do that.
So it said there was a path.
I don't know. We've been focusing so much on this crack. I don't know what's going on anymore. You can
say follow path.
Look around.
I said there was a path.
There is a path. The path follows southwest to northeast. Follow path?
Yes.
You must specify a direction to go.
Northeast.
Northeast. I feel like I'm talking to Siri.
We are now at Reservoir South.
Reservoir.
Reservoir. Je suis la jeune fille. Reservoir.
Somebody really needs...
Olafant.
Somebody really needs to program this game into Siri so you can...
That is a good idea.
That would be good.
Playing via Siri. Yeah. You are in a long room on the south shore of a large lake. Nicole just jumped away in the air. Did Josh just put a leaflet in your crack?
He jammed it in her rudely.
That was very rude.
All that crack talk got you going.
We're going to the barn after this.
That's pretty well it for the show. We're done here, right?
Pretty much. Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
Sorry, you guys gotta go by.
If you guys want to fondle each other on the mic for like 3 more minutes, that would be great.
Our longest stinger is just Josh Nicole dry hump. One of my ex-girlfriends complained that I did not dry hump her enough.
Really?
Yeah. In high school, she's like, we just don't dry hump enough.
Well, she was saving herself, right?
They're probably no. Certainly not.
She was like, Tyler, I would literally like anything better than your penis entering me. Let's just rub our jeans together until we're both just sopping and sore.
That's a chapter of my autobiography.
Are we still doing this?
Can we swim in the lake? Let's swim.
Swim in lake. Let me finish reading. We wasted time. It turned out. Okay. You're in a long room on the south shore of a large lake, far too deep and wide for crossing. There is a path along the stream to the east or west, a steep pathway climbing southwest along the edge of a chasm, and a path leading into a canyon to the southeast.
Climb down chasm,
okay.
We just came from the chasm.
Oh, that was a long time ago, wasn't it?
That was a different chasm.
It says
too many chasms, God.
It says you can't do that.
Did you ask if we could swim in the lake?
Swim in lake, I'm sorry. Swim in lake. Swimming isn't usually allowed in the lake.
Is there a sign?
Can we throw the
can
rope
we go southeast?
Let's go southeast because it pretty much said we can't cross the lake, right?
Yeah, we can't. We've been to the chasm. We can't do anything in the lake, so let's go southeast to the canyon.
I like their salsa. Let's southeast. Go southeast.
Deep canyon.
Is that proper noun?
That is a proper noun. Thank you for asking. You are on the south edge of a deep canyon. I guess that's where they get its name. Passages lead off to the east, northwest, and southwest. A stairway leads down. You can hear the sound of flowing water from below.
Go down.
Okay, go down.
Go down. Okay.
Josh and I agree. You gotta go down.
Mm-hmm. Loud room. This is a large room with a ceiling which cannot be detected from the ground.
Then how do we know?
I was gonna say, exactly.
I cast detect ceiling.
There is a narrow passage from east to west and a stone stairway leading upward.
East to west path.
Yes. Are you having a stroke? Okay. Well, it's fine. We'll go back to the lake.
A quick stop to the fuck barn and then we'll go to the hospital.
I've been stuttering too. Stutter and get a lisp. I'm getting a lisp.
Zork is too much.
It's because Josh touched your crack. You fucked everything up, Josh, with your rude crack touching.
I only like polite crack leaflet, the crack talk.
Josh has seduced her on the mic and you're just a stuttering, lisping, quivering blob.
Flustered. Sopping and
get
sore.
Get the otter. Get that otter, son.
The room is deafeningly loud with an undetermined rushing sound. The sound seems to reverberate from all of the walls, making it difficult even to think. On the ground is a large platinum bar.
Can we just listen?
Listen.
I would rather take the platinum bar.
Hold on. Just listen.
Just listen.
Ellipses. Okay. Satisfied?
Yeah.
So let's take this platinum bar.
Yeah.
You know we got too much stuff.
That's a treasure.
You know we got too much stuff.
We can drop the nasty dagger.
Take bar. Do you think that's a treasure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Take bar. Bar, bar, ellipses. I think we broke it. Look at bar.
Should we say take platinum bar?
Bar, bar. I think this is because we are in a reverberating room and we cannot think.
Oh, I think that we need to eliminate the source of the reverberation.
The sound.
Can we take the passage, the path to, it's like east to west.
East to west, yes.
So let's go east.
East?
East. I'm going to be like I am in D&D, and at this point, I'm going to stop making a map.
No. The map is super important. It is super important.
And then later on, you guys are going to ask me what rooms we've been to, and I've been like, I don't know.
Zork's probably a better instruction giver than I am.
We are now in a damp cave.
Can we plug our ears with a leaflet?
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Or the leaves. Oh.
So we went east, and now what?
Now we're in a damp cave.
Damp cave.
This cave has exits to the west and east and narrows, wait for it, to a crack toward the south. Watch out, Nicole.
South.
The earth is particularly damp here.
I'll say.
I'm reminded of Nicole's monologue in the vagina monologue she did in college.
No, let's not go there.
Wait, what?
Save that for a story.
Make
her tell that story.
Make her give her monologue as an opening story.
Was your monologue damp cave?
Kind of.
We're saving that story.
Okay, all right, we'll save it. So now what? East. You want to go east?
Unless you want to examine the damp earth.
I want to examine the damp earth. It's okay. East. We are at White Cliffs Beach. I guess Cliff is white.
Underground beach. We have wrote it. Cliff Clavin's personal beach.
Okay.
Not Cliff Huxtable, because he is not a white cliff.
Nope.
What about this beach? Can we look around and...
You are on a narrow strip of beach, which runs along the base of the White Cliffs. There is a narrow path heading south along the cliffs and a tight passage leading west into the cliffs themselves. Tight passage? Definitely tight passage, right, guys?
Yep. We just came from...
Anything?
From the west?
Well, let's just go back in and then come back out.
I think our rule should be if there's an adjective that would help us get off if it were applied to something else, that's the way we go.
I like this tactic.
So let's go back through the tight passage and feel the damp cave.
Vaginal Zork. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, I really like this strategy. We should write the sexual strategy guide to Zork.
What do you think?
I think that we should go south.
South?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, south. We're going south.
I think that we should make a drinking game, and every time that we try to enter a command that it does not accept, then we should take a drink.
Oh. Well, let's start this podcast over. I like that idea.
I don't think we would have gotten this far.
Nope.
No.
Or we would have just lucked out and have beat the game by now.
Or it would have been 15 minutes of us playing Zork and like 45 minutes of you guys dry humping.
Nicole just stuttering and lisping to the dry humping sounds.
You made sex sounds with your hands, Tyler. That's not right. Dry humping's more like corduroy. I'm gonna
move this pillow against the cell. Talk about Skyrim mods.
Let's next episode, we're just gonna focus exclusively on dry humping Foley. We're gonna hone our craft. Dry humping Foley.
I'll get sandpaper, but it'll be so
some
good.
Twigs, rub some twigs and leaves together. I don't fucking know.
What kind of pants do you wear?
Look, twig pants.
Nikki knows what time it is when you walk in wearing either twig or corduroy pants.
Look who's got his twig pants on, girl. You know what time it is. Let's make some rustling.
Rustling.
We are at White Cliffs Beach.
We're going to go south.
Still. No, we did go south, but we're still on White Cliffs Beach. I guess it's a long beach.
Can we take any sand?
Can we continue to go south?
I
want to
put some sand in our food bag.
No, gross.
We can't go south. This is it. Maybe we can fish. Fish.
This is it. No. This is where we live now.
It's not bad here. We got an ocean. We got fish. Damn cave just around the corner.
Can we climb the cliffs?
Climb. Ooh, brave. Let's save. Save. We're up to slot 4. Climb
cliffs.
I think
that if we climb the cliffs, we'll end up up here. Where we saw the... Because we can see the White Cliffs from where we overlook the canyon up.
Up in the forest?
Yeah.
The cliff is too steep for climbing. I say we head back north.
Okay,
we're at White Cliffs Beach, the first part.
We're going to go west.
West? Okay. Hmm. We're at Damp Cave again.
So we should go west again?
Okay. We're back in Loud Room with a large platinum bar on the ground that we can't pick up because we can't think.
Yeah,
okay.
Can we plug our ears? What do we have?
What's plug ears.
With fingers.
It doesn't know the word fingers, remember?
It didn't know the word finger.
Plug ears. Response is ears.
Can we go back out and then plug
Did you
ears?
Put plug ears with fingers?
Plug ears with fingers. Then it's just gonna say fingers.
that sounds pretty good.
Fingers. Okay. What would we like Zork to say, guys? We can pick one word.
We need to step back.
Step back.
Step up on off.
Back. Pop off.
I think that we need to go north or northwest.
Okay, let's try north.
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 North, northwest. North by northwest.
Can't do either. When I say north, it just says north, north. And when I say northwest, it just says northwest, northwest. So we got any other directions?
Can you look around again?
I tried looking around and it said around.
West.
We're in the round room.
Round room?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, that's new. Do you guys remember our round room?
Nope.
All right. New room.
This is a circular stone room with passages in all directions. Several of them have unfortunately been blocked by cave-ins.
Okay. Can we take the first passage to the left? Or to the...
Well, that would be the one we came through, right? Or you're talking about from facing west. So then we'd be going northwest? Is that right?
Let's take the south passage.
Okay, south.
Southmost passage.
It's a narrow passage.
Are we fat?
Are we
fat?
I don't know. Let me ask Zork real quick. Zork, how do I look right now? Are you still attracted to me, Zork? This is a long and narrow corridor where a long north-south passageway briefly narrows even further.
But just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And we continue to go south.
Okay.
We're going to get stuck.
Oh, shit, y'all. Mirror room. You are in a large square room with tall ceilings. On the south wall is an enormous mirror which fills the entire wall. There are exits on the other three sides of the room.
Look into mirror.
Oh, that's a death. Yes. That's a, oh, we're going to die. Yeah. You'd never look in the mirror.
We're an hour 20 in. Look in the mirror.
There is an ugly person staring back at you.
Well, we're not fat. We're just ugly.
Thanks, Zork. Guess she answered my question earlier. Are you hinting that you'd like us to end?
Probably need to.
Oh, but I'm having fun.
Okay. Attack your reflection.
Okay.
With sword.
With sword.
No, with lunch.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Did we grab that sand in the beach?
No.
Oh.
Attack sand. Pocket sand.
This is what I said. Nicole, I liked yours the best. Attack reflection with lunch. Here's the response. You have broken the mirror. I hope you have a 7-year supply of good luck handy.
Wow, some tough lunch.
Yeah.
Now let's eat the lunch and see if we die.
Can you go beyond the mirror now? What direction was the mirror?
Go beyond the mirror.
South. It was south.
I don't know the word beyond.
South?
South? You can't go that way.
There's a big broken mirror in the way.
Yeah.
Let's go east.
Pick up glass.
Pick up, yeah.
Yeah.
You cut your fingers.
Take glass, yeah. You slice off all your fingers.
Oh, it says you already have that because we have a glass of water, I guess. Take glass.
Take mirror.
Shards. Take mirror shards.
Take shards. Take a shit. Take shards. I don't know the word shards. I'm just going to look around. You are in a large square room with tall ceilings. On the south wall is an enormous mirror.
What?
It regrows.
Oh, it's back.
Here's a little side note at the very end. Unfortunately, the mirror has been destroyed by your recklessness.
Nice.
So, now, you want to turn the lantern off and get eaten by a grue or what?
We just save it here, and then if people really like this episode, then we'll keep going with it till we beat it.
Oh, God. That's going to take forever.
Okay.
Not with these fabulous maps that I've made.
Okay, save.
We have two of the 20 treasures. Okay,
it's saved.
Remember, we're in save 5.
Okay. Let's get eaten by a grue now.
Okay, turn off lantern. The brass lantern is now off.
Taunt grue.
Get eaten by grue. Yell grue. Yell. Arrgh. Let's just go a direction.
Yeah.
West? Is
west.
That okay. You have moved into a dark place.
Yeah.
It is pitch black. You are likely to be eaten by a grue.
Go west again.
West.
You have died.
That's all it says?
Oh, no. You have walked into the slavering fangs. Slavering? Slavering? Slavering?
Slavering.
Like slobbering, right?
Yeah.
Of a lurking grue.
Mm-hmm.
Bad luck, huh? Now, let's take a look here. Well, you probably deserve another chance. I can't quite fix you up completely, but you can't have everything. And it puts us back in the forest.
Interesting.
That was Zork, everybody. I feel like we beat it. I'm just going to mark that off my games that I have beaten list.
I really think if we get like a very positive response that they'd like us to do this and finish Zork, I think that would be entertaining. Or if they're like, that was fun once. Let's not do it again.
Or if you're like, God, that fucking sucks, then let us know that too.
This is an experiment.
What do you post it on our Facebook?
Yeah.
We'll
Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, we'll post the episode and let us know what you think. We can do it again. I'm down. I had fun. I don't know if it was good to listen to, but I had fun.
And this is a game you can play for free, right? It's just...
Yeah, actually, this app that I downloaded on my iPad was free. They give you it's a bundle of games. They give you Zork 1 for free, and it's called, let's see. Let me go ahead and give them credit so we don't get sued too hardcore.
Just a little hardcore. Cause sued just
a little.
Softcore sued.
Just a little bit. It is called LT of Infocom, which I think is abbreviation for Lost Treasures of Infocom. Like I said, it's a free app. They've got like Zork 1 on there for free, and then like the other games that they've got on there, you pay like a little bit of money to download, like Zork 1 or Zork 2, Zork 3, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, everybody, to this experimental episode of Tadpog. For next week, we will have Josh and Nicole back and talk about Earthbound Part 2.
You mean later this week?
Yeah, that's true. Later this week.
Sometime.
Like a few days from now, your time. Next week for us, a few days for you.
I'm thinking in Zork now, because it's like, go to Wednesday.
Wait for Wednesday.
Wait.
We really like reviews on iTunes, particularly 5-star written reviews.
Those are the only reviews we like.
Yep. So if you want to help us out, do us a big favor. Go to iTunes or Stitcher. We've got like 2 on Stitcher.
Uh-huh.
But iTunes, leave a 5-star written review, and that gives you a little bit of power in the show. You can request an episode, some kind of game you want us to play. You can request a special guest host for an episode, an emergency contact, or an alibi.
Any of those.
Any of those. And whatever, particularly whatever game or guest host that you request, we promise that we will get to that eventually.
Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about Earthbound. We're going to have the Nances back again. There will be plenty of crack touching, plenty of dry humping. I guarantee it, we're all going to leave sore and sobbing. In the meantime, you can always find us on Facebook. We are at facebook.com/tadpog. And I mentioned that first because we really want to know if you like this episode. Because if you do, let's continue Zork. I say let's just continue Zork and see what happens. Let's see if we can pick up that platinum bar. We'll probably never figure it out. You can also find us on tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. Don't know what's going to be in there this week, but hey, it'll be a surprise. Go and check it out. You can find us on Twitter. We're at @Twitter_podcast. It's cumbersome, I realize. Thank you to everyone who's been retweeting. We really appreciate it. Also, if Twitter is your social media of choice, let us know how you felt about the Zork episode there. You can call us if you want. You can reach us at 270-883-2555. We had some really good calls come in this week. Unfortunately, we done Zorked the fuck out, so we don't have any time for calls, I feel like. But thank you for everyone who called.
I guess they also text a response to how they feel about Zork.
Yeah, unless it's, well, actually don't, okay, fine. Yeah, do that. Just make sure it's positive because I get those text messages like as direct text messages. And if you say like, this fucking sucked, it's probably going to ruin my day. But if it's on like Facebook, then I won't check it. And if it's on Twitter, I'll only check it when I'm on the toilet. And that's fine because I'll be pooping. And it's like, eh, whatever, I'm pooping. I'm pretty happy.
Text any ideas you have to pick up that fucking platinum bar.
Hey, that's a good idea. Yeah, let us know how to pick up
like
the platinum
Twitch
bar.
Plays Pokemon, Tadpog plays Sword, collectively.
Open up a live. Live Facebook chat. Just post everything, the descriptions of the rooms.
Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Thank you.
I feel like we did really good. If Tyler and I had just done this by ourselves, we'd still be in the kitchen putting our dicks in things.
I think we did a good job because we had to try to get eaten by Ingru. So
that is true. Yeah. We didn't straight up die. We had to. We felt so bad for smashing that mirror that we committed seppuku.
Let's see, Josh. The name of our intro song.
Moves.
moves.
Ellipses.
And who is that by, Nicole?
Sycamore Drive.
Drive.
And both of you, we're going to track to that beat. A link to the track be found.
In the show notes on tadpog.com.
Good job, Nicole.
You were supposed to say it too.
I thought you were going to say one part, and then I was going to finish your sentence.
Sorry.
We can do that. Or can you guys do it like... let's do like a barbershop quartet. Josh is straight out. Josh is like, oh, I don't think so.
As people who are follically challenged, Josh and I just barbershops.
I see. Yeah.
Well, until next time, are we doing this in the Josh voice of Josh here? Or
let's do it barbershop quartet.
Okay. So until next time.
Tropical.
And then all at once. Capricorn!
If Tyler does not get his asshole licked in 10 years, one of us is going to have to do it.
I have to lick Tyler's asshole.